Hello, I'm pleased to meet you. My name is Dr. Valerie. Do you know why I'm here? No? I'm here because your partner is deeply concerned about you and they love you very much but feel that there is an issue causing serious problems in your relationship. I can see that you don't know what I'm referring to. Yes, your bedwetting. But it's a little bit more than that, isn't it? Don't deny it. I was shown each pair of your undies that you've worn for the past week. They're all damp and stained both in the front and rear. Now, you can't go blaming your partner for the lack of intimacy now, can you? Fortunately, I'm here to help. I'm a behavioral therapist, and this type of problem is a specialty of mine. I've developed a program that goes beyond simply addressing the symptoms and treats the very root cause. You see, based on my research and what I've learned in the past years of practice, every individual with such difficulties shares a common childhood experience. And I'm sure that you're no different. Around the time you started toilet training as a toddler, something switched in your mind. And for whatever reason, your brain has encouraged you to behave in this manner as an adult. I don't know if you remember much around that time, but that switch's effects are lingering and they are strong. Because of this mix-up, you're unconsciously refusing to go to the bathroom as you were once taught so many years ago. In other words, by peeing and messing yourself. Simple, right? Well, so is the solution. What we need to do is bring you back to the age before you were taught to use the potty. Then we introduce potty training, but in a way that your brain accepts. In other words, we start all over. If it goes well, your subconscious will no longer encourage this behavior. You'll use the toilet like an adult again and stop having nasty accidents. You'll be healthier, smell better, and be able to resume relations with those that love you. What's that? Oh no, I'm not gonna put a diaper on you. Well, not yet, anyway. For the program to be most effective, we need to bring you back to toddlerhood gradually. So I didn't bring diapers, but I did supply your partner with a couple dozen training panties in your size. I think you'll appreciate their comfort. They're well padded with layers of absorbent material. And they come in so many adorable designs. I especially love the one with the little duckies playing in the rain. So, let's get started. Come now, pants off, and step into this pair of white ones. Yes, underpants come off too. You'll soon learn that being treated like a toddler means giving up all claim to modesty. Resist? I can't make you lose all control? Don't underestimate me, little one. Based on the condition of your underwear and your inability to keep the bed dry, you're already partway there. But I will be assisting you in your journey to total and complete incontinence. One key to our success is to gradually introduce more and more of the trappings of babyhood into your everyday life. The first one, besides your thick panties, is that you're no longer in charge of what you eat or drink. All fluids will be fed to you through a large baby bottle. You'll be drinking my own concoction that's made to taste just like baby formula. But don't worry, I've added all the nutrients necessary for someone your size. More importantly, it'll be laced with my own special cocktail of muscle relaxants and other ingredients that will make controlling your bladder and bowels increasingly difficult. I'll also be coming by once per week for a hypnosis session where certain suggestions will be planted into your subconscious that will reinforce your brain's choice to ignore any signs that you need to use the bathroom. I've never failed. You'll also find that your partner has agreed to a new house rule. Whenever you think you need to go potty, you have to ask them or any other grown-up to take you there, to pull down your pants for you, supervise you, and then wipe afterwards. Oh, and no more adult toilet. There's already a princess potty chair waiting for you in the bathroom. That's not the only change you'll see in the furnishings. The spare room has already been converted into a nursery, complete with crib, changing table, a closet full of the cutest dresses, play suits, and rompers. I'm surprised you didn't see the high chair in the kitchen. Anyway, over time, the muscle relaxants will have other effects as well. Within a week, maybe less, you'll feel your adult strength draining from your body. You'll tire more easily and have to take naps frequently. By the second week, you'll be as weak as a 3-year-old. Your hand-eye coordination might suffer as well, so you'll need someone to help you down the stairs and to help put the spoon and fork in your mouth. This means that you'll require a bib at every meal. By the third week, your bladder will only give you seconds of warning before releasing, and you'll be rushing to find someone to take you to the potty before you have an accident. Think of the irony. Most parents with toddlers are so proud when their child makes it to the potty for the first time. Your mommy will be just as thrilled the first time you leave a puddle in the produce section. What? Oh yes, I said mommy. It's all a part of your training. That's how you'll address your partner from now on. And because you already wet the bed, you will be diapered before going to sleep. By the end of your first month, you'll be in diapers full time, and it'll be a long time before you see your training pants again. My success rate? It's somewhere in the 50% range, I believe. The other half? While some of them and their mommies discover that they like the way their partner has become so docile and obedient, and they choose to postpone potty training indefinitely, other patients only regain partial control and have accidents often enough that training pants are a necessity. And even then, public embarrassments are so common that they beg to be put back in diapers. Then there are those that never progress at all and are resigned to a life of infancy forever. Now, shall we get started?